Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. To get this, go to manscaped.com and use promo code Bubba, that's B-U-B-B-A, for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, their shed travel bag and the anti-chafing boxer briefs, to keep your boys stored comfortably. And to complete the perfect package for your package are liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You gotta have both of those. Start your day off with a deodorant for your boys, then stay cool all day with toner to keep them feeling the best all day and night. These formulations will have your ball smelling like a king on your big day. Go to manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
Is this too loud? 1, 2, you're on 4, right? I can't hear you.
Because I don't have it on.
Ah, there it is.
Now I'm on 4.
Let's see. Can you say more words?
I can say more words,
all
yes.
All right. Let's pot you up a little bit.
Cool.
Lum Lum.
Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2.
All right, so this is the podcast exclusive.
The Bubba Army Podcast.
The Bubba Army Podcast exclusive. We just did a 4-hour show. Mm-hmm. I was a little stressful for me, but hopefully I kept it together. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, you did great, Anna.
Okay.
It was perfect.
It wasn't perfect. Again, trying to keep the ship afloat. That's all I'm trying to do.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Like I said, we got 2 hype trains done.
That's very true. That does make me feel good.
Last day of the month.
Next month. What do we got coming up next month?
I feel like there's a bunch of shit.
Well, as people listen to this, it'll be this month.
This month. Okay. I'm trying to think. I'm like, do we have any are we playing basketball or none of that
shit? We probably will do something.
We got 199 with the 25th?
Correct.
25th, okay.
Yes.
All right. And then we got a few Fridays off, is that right?
We do. We have the 11th and the 18th off.
Dope.
You guys doing anything?
I might be hanging out with Tara on one of those Fridays. And then I believe... is there like a night parade? Aren't we going to the night parade?
On the 12th.
All of us?
I think we should.
A busy day.
I hate Ybor more than life itself, but I feel like it. Maybe I should go.
Everyone hates Ybor, but...
You hate Ybor?
Yeah. I mean, living around here, everyone hates Ybor.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just me.
The pizza's good. It's occasionally good to go there during...
The pizza's good. Is that what you said?
Yeah. When you're drunk as fuck at 3 a.m., anything tastes good.
Exactly. But there's a couple good bars down there. Like I like the couple bars that I know the owners too, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Bad Monkey Bar. What's that place called?
Bad Monkey. They love Bub Army.
I know they do. We had the party there last year.
Yeah.
I'm going to a wedding in Ybor, I believe. Isn't there a historic place in Ybor? Historic...
A lot of those places are.
Yeah.
No, but like historic... come on, help me out.
Well, there's a new wedding venue that they built in one of the... Is that the place?
I think that's where my friends are getting married. I'm just very happy
castle.
It's close.
Oh,
it's at the castle?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the castle. That's great.
Then that's going to be amazing.
I'll just wear my Jankos.
There you go.
What's Jankos?
Those fucking jeans.
Oh,
the jeans with the super loose.
Yeah,
they're like bell bottoms, but they don't bell. Just
the
whole bell.
You can wear your chain wallet.
Yeah, my chain wallet, right, with my dark nail polish and eyeliner, lip liner.
Oh, is it at the Centro Historiano?
Historiano?
The Centro?
I don't know. A beautiful historic
wedding venue on the edge of Ybor City built in 1914?
That sounds about right. I think that's where the wedding is. I actually might be going to back-to-back weddings.
What?
a weekend in April. It's going to be a pregame on a Friday, a wedding on a Saturday, and possibly, I learned yesterday, another wedding on a Sunday.
Are you bridesmaid on any of them?
No.
Oh,
that's good.
Thanks for asking. I've never been a bridesmaid. I've never been asked to be a bridesmaid. I've never been a bridesmaid. I don't know what that says about me or about my friends who maybe my best friends aren't getting married, or I'm just
Are there any of your friends that you could see if they do get married?
Yeah, one this year, hopefully. I would be very sad if I wasn't asked. But then again, I feel like my close friends that have gotten married have had cool weddings where there was no bridal party.
Yes.
It was just like a smaller wedding, and like mom and dad maybe walks them down the aisle, and then that's fucking it. Maybe sister stands up there, but that's all.
And then they have like a party.
Yeah, and then they have a party, or if it's just like
the reception is just a party.
Or just like one person playing like a violin or something.
A ukulele.
I was supposed to go to a wedding this weekend.
What happened?
Well, one,
couple broke up.
No, it's in Asheville.
Okay. That's far.
And I always went there.
And their kid is like 8 months old, 9 months old.
Okay.
And no kids are allowed. No babies, no kids are allowed.
Not even their own, obviously.
Correct. Their grandparents are coming up to watch the baby.
But then they can't go to the wedding.
Exactly, which makes no fucking sense. And all their friends have newborn. Like,
were you going to fly or drive up there?
Well, that's what we were thinking. Like, if we were going to go and there was someone, if we could bring Walker, most likely we would have flown.
Okay. That's probably
But if you not didn't bring Walker, you were going to drive?
No. I'm saying, but like, you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, if we could bring...
Well, because Asheville is such a weird, like...
Distance
that, like, you could drive and be fine, or you could fly. So
it was depending on if we did go, if Walker was allowed to go. Me asking, like, Bubba, like, can I maybe take Friday, like, leave at, like, 9 or something?
Right.
But at this point, it's, you know.
It's not happening.
Yeah, because then we would have to fly. I think our flight was at 10. We get in, like, 4.
Is this a last-minute wedding?
No, it's not.
It's a last-minute decision.
It's a last-minute decision since we, you know, don't have any. We tried to leave and look for babysitters up there in Asheville. Well, that's not a big service in Asheville, North Carolina.
So did you RSVP coming, and then you're just not gonna?
No, we put like maybe.
Is that even an
option? Well, because a lot of their friends had kids.
Oh, or they may have like COVID. Hey, I may get COVID.
Yeah.
I may not be able to go if I don't want to.
We sent them a gift, but it's just, I think it's dumb. Like weddings like that during the week or a weekend.
Yeah.
Out of town. Do you guys agree on that?
It's not out of town for them.
They live here.
Oh, they live here.
They live here in Tampa.
I thought they were in Asheville.
Have you ever been to Asheville?
No.
No.
Is it really nice?
I haven't been to Asheville itself, but around there a little bit. But I've seen pictures. I want to go there really bad. It's beautiful there.
That's probably one thing. They live in Tampa.
Yeah, but they won't have like a destination wedding. Is somebody from there, or are they just randomly? Okay,
it's so randomly picked it.
It's an awesome place.
Mm, but still, that's ridiculous if there's no connection to the city.
I think 7 of their friends have kids under 2 years old.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Mm. Unless you're going to like the Caribbean or something where it's like a truly like a destination wedding. I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird.
I mean, you kind of got to wait. I think you don't do it in February.
Yeah, jerks. It's too fucking cold.
That's the whole point, man. It's snowing.
Yeah, you've already had your kid out of wedlock, so what's the difference?
Exactly.
Clearly God doesn't mean anything to you people.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I heard you guys talking about, before we started the podcast, there was a, unbeknownst to me, another Gasparilla that went on at the same time as the main Gasparilla.
There was.
Okay. Tell me about this. This was in Clearwater?
Yeah, the city of Clearwater, or who, you know, the visitor bureau or somebody decided it'd be a great idea to have mini Gasparilla the same day as regular Gasparilla.
No, it's a St. Pete Clearwater Gasparilla.
Oh, is it so you don't have to deal with the crowd? It's kind of
Oh, yeah, you don't have to deal with the crowd, right? Because nobody was there.
Because no one showed up.
Because if you're going to go to Gasparilla, you're going to go to Gasparilla.
Yeah,
so were there
the
like
point.
Floats and stuff?
Now, I don't know, but I heard there was like 2 floats or something. Like,
oh, there's two.
Two whole floats.
I think there's something like that. I don't know.
In downtown Clearwater, which is a really unbelievable, super populated downtown.
It is, actually.
Isn't it kind of like China out there, the surveillance? Like, there's cameras everywhere.
It is.
And spies.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, it's China.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I feel like there's a certain group of people that, that hang out around there that, you know, they're thirsty for information on all levels. Yeah. They, you know, Intel. They got a lot of Intel out there.
Intel? Like, the people that make the processors?
No, no. Just like, you know, intelligent stuff.
Oh, they built one of those? They built, what, Intel built a thing?
No,
up there?
No.
There's CPUs
don't know
all over the place
no,
over there.
No, no, no. It's just you got to be careful who you're talking to and talking about, because they got like little cameras and speakers everywhere that kind of let the people of Clearwater know, you know, what's going on.
They have bike cops that aren't cops.
Well, they're security officers.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, maybe they subscribe to a certain way of living and belong to a temple or something like that. I don't know.
I read a book about it.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been to Clearwater, Anna?
I can tell you right now, it must have been in May of 2019. I did, there was like the 97X thing.
That is a lie.
Hmm?
Technically, you were in Clearwater because you went and saw Kevin's studio.
All right. Well, I mean, Clearwater downtown.
Downtown, fine. Downtown Clearwater.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't there a big park there that is
Coachman
on the water?
Park.
Yes. I went there, and then I was like talking shit about the Scientologist and the person.
Whoa.
Hey, what do you mean?
Who's
and the person
that?
I was
who?
With. Huh?
Who's that?
Oh.
Yeah, we don't know who that is. So there must be a bunch of scientists.
Oh, this is a podcast. God damn it. Yeah.
You could take calls if you want.
81390 Baba. But anyways, I was told to shut the fuck up, much like you guys just told me. And they said they're watching. That's what I was told.
Yeah,
they're listening
are.
And they're watching. So be careful.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's so dumb for Clearwater. One, their whole entire, I mean, obviously their area that they cover is huge. Their downtown sucks. And to try to throw a Gasparilla to compete with Tampa, there's many more weekends that you could throw. Just like how Mardi Gras, with all the small towns in the panhandle, they all do their own little Mardi Gras festival a weekend before, or 2 weekends, or 5 weekends before, and they all get it done so then, because they know people are going to go to New Orleans or Mobile.
I mean, that's fine.
But downtown Clearwater is like, obviously, it's kind of like a ghost city, but it is a like cool fucking area.
Oh, I found it. I found the flyer finally.
You know what I mean?
Flotilla of Fun. Oh. 2022 Clearwater Pirate Invasion.
Yeah.
And no one showed up. So how do you even know about this? Have you heard about it from somebody?
Yeah, a friend of mine has a business down there.
But don't you think that downtown Clearwater is like a cool area? Like it has
it
the potential
would be. Oh, it
for
would be.
Like...
It's like
Clearwater it used to be... Like Clearwater was bigger than St. Pete for a while.
Really?
Like
the downtown
the
area?
Back in the day.
Yeah, way back in the day.
Because like real estate-wise, it's like money, right?
Yeah,
it's right on the water.
It's awesome. Like looks-wise, it's awesome
it's
down
a pretty,
there.
It's still pretty clean out there. And I feel
it's clean for one reason.
What? Can we not talk about that reason?
The robots that are down there. The
the robots. Yes. Oh.
The Intel. The Intel.
Oh, but they're a tidy bunch, is what you're saying?
Yes.
The Pentiums.
Okay. Nice.
Oh, they had a live band, Hurricane Shane.
Oh, my favorite band.
Oh, Hurricane Shane.
I'm bummed I missed it.
No, Clearwater could definitely be, like, it should be the St. Pete of the North. Downtown St. Pete.
St. Pete of the North, baby.
That's what they like to be known.
But that's what I mean, realistically, Blitz knows that downtown could be easily St. Pete, downtown St. Pete.
I've told Anna this before because she like loves downtown St. Pete. And now
like,
it's
more
awesome.
Than life,
it's, and it's awesome. But like 20 years ago,
oh God, you
nobody
don't go
would be
there.
Caught
well,
dead
that was 20
down there.
Years ago.
I know, but whenever someone says downtown St. Pete, I still think of the crappy downtown that was nothing.
No,
because
you're 50 and you remember the old days.
Look,
we're
you
not,
old bitch, what are you talking about?
You old bitch. I'm close to your age. And I know what Blitz is talking about because you would never be caught dead.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't anything to do.
So
except
when did it
for Baywalk.
Cool?
Well, they opened Baywalk that you just go and just watch fights happen all the time.
Where's Baywalk?
Baywalk is where Sundial is now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And they tore that down because Baywalk went bankrupt. But I mean, it was really bad for a while.
Hey, what are they building where Local Market used to be? Because that was my favorite place.
In
you
the
know
sundial?
What I'm talking about? Yeah, it's adjacent to the Sundial. Do you know what I'm talking about? The farm to table place is like right above it.
Oh, is that where they're, is that where they're building that new Armature Works?
That's probably where it is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved Local Market and they shut it down. Had you been there?
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, so fucking cool. Like, it's kind of like Armature Works, but like on a tiny, tiny level.
Okay.
And you like go around and you could get like Italian food or subs.
I know that Chaz said he's open, they're opening something like that in St. Pete somewhere.
That's probably where it is.
Okay.
That's probably where it is.
I thought that it was in Sundial, but...
It is.
Yeah, okay.
It's in that center. Yeah, it's in that center on the bottom.
But that place used to be a complete shit show back in the day.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, but see, like,
but
Clearwater...
it's so cool now. I want to move
downtown.
Clearwater
doesn't have that. You
at
see,
some point in my life.
Clearwater used to be the place, if you didn't want to live, like, in St. Pete, you'd move to Clearwater. Clearwater was, like, the fancy town.
Yeah, it was.
Now it's now Clearwater Beach is like Daytona Beach.
It's gross.
I've never been to Daytona Beach. Does it suck? The nest.
You've never been to Daytona Beach?
No.
Wow.
Daytona, that's not, is Daytona close to Deltona?
I mean,
where's
yeah,
the
guess.
One that's like really far south?
Fort Lauderdale?
Delray's.
Delray Beach?
That's south, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting them all confused.
But Daytona's different because you can drive on the beach.
Yeah.
Right. That's where all the Jeeps are.
That's where all the spring break happens.
And I think that's where like, because I worked for Matt Heller, obviously. That's where all the car shows are or something.
There's a bunch over there.
There might be a little NASCAR.
I think that's when Hoppy shit in his pants. So that's why I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit in his pants and got in Matt's car. Moving on. Bubba's track. Are you guys going up to Bubba's racetrack this go-around, this cycle?
I would like to season? Go. I would like to go a couple days.
Didn't you already? A couple days?
Maybe a week. Maybe a whole week or something.
A whole week?
Yeah, get up there. I got a tent. Check it out. Yeah.
I got a tent.
I can
put my tent, like, attach it to Nashville, kind of. That'd be fun.
But it's cold. Why do you want to camp when it's
cold?
So
it's going to be 80 in, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
That's
and the Nashers have, like, AC probably and fans.
Yeah.
Fans going. They called in and said it was fucking freezing.
I'm talking about when it gets, I'm saying when it gets to 80.
They have fans going.
Yeah, they got fans in there.
Otis says it's cold, and Lummy said, yeah, they have AC and fans.
When it gets to 80, 85.
Yeah, that's right. They probably get hot.
Are you going to bring the four-wheeler Blitz?
If I go up there, yeah. If I go up there for more than a day, yeah, but probably not.
Mm. You're going to sleep in a tent?
Yeah, that's normal.
No, tents no. Are, I'm probably if I go up there, it'd be like for the day and come back.
No, what if you did spend the night? You would tent, right?
Yeah, why not?
You got a little air mattress?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love doing that.
Yeah, that's camping.
Do you like camping, Lummy? I feel like you seem like the camping type, but you've never camped. That in my head.
No, I've camped a ton.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, I grew up, we always went on camps like in the summer, which sucks.
That
was home.
Balls
back in the 90s.
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You went camping with the family?
Yeah, and it sucked.
Why did it suck? Because it's hot?
Well, yeah, it's 120 degrees, and my dad somehow has blood that it's always cold.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my dad, too. What the hell?
Because you sweat like a motherfucker.
Yeah, well, guess what? All you had to do is my dad goes, hey, yeah, your tent has a window. Open up the vent. Hey, Dad, shit. There's fucking mosquitoes and my vent has a fucking hole in it.
all tents have holes.
Yeah, I know. No, but I'm being big holes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, you know, get under your covers. Well, it's hot. Fuck,
no,
I'm screwed.
If you're in Florida, you camp in the winter. That's about it.
I know, but we used to do it for summer break.
Fuck that.
Thanks. No shit, Sherlock.
Fuck that shit.
And you know how we used to get to the campsite?
How?
This was even the worst. My dad had an F-150 single cab with a camper on top. The camper shells?
Oh, fuck.
So guess what me and my brother had to do? Get in the back in the camper shell with all the equipment.
I was bouncing around and
We got a Game Boy, and then we said, let's go discover Ocala.
Game Boys are cool.
Yeah, Game Boys are cool, but not when it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon and you're in a camper shell.
I don't know anything about your brother. Is he older or younger than you?
He's older.
And is he as big as you?
No, he's shorter.
Okay.
But this is when I was like 13, 14, okay. Wanting to kill myself.
So you were the baby?
Yeah, I'm the baby.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. And you're still just going to have one kid?
Yes, one kid only.
You don't want to?
No.
You don't want him to have a little friend?
Yeah, he has a friend.
And you're his friend?
Yeah, he's a friend
in
me.
You guys are on the same level.
Yeah, he has a friend in me.
Okay.
You can't have another kid on me.
Mm-mm.
Don't you think this one's going to be an asshole if he just is spoiled? And
yeah, you can have another kid.
I can't have another kid. I don't want to put Ashley through that.
She doesn't want to go through it again.
She will.
Because some people, they're like, this is so amazing. I want to do it again.
I don't know who those people are. Crazy.
Everyone that's had more than one kid?
Yeah. No. Well,
would you want another son or a daughter?
Probably a son.
Why?
I don't want to deal with a fucking girl.
Why? Because they're... They suck.
I don't know. You probably kind of turn me off to having a daughter.
Me?
Oh, good job,
me?
Anna.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. You've met plenty of women in your life. But
yeah,
then
you know
me.
What? I'm like, hey, you know, I wouldn't
You're
mind
like,
having
you know
a daughter.
What?
But you just so negative.
Right.
And
they
anti everything.
God forbid she turns out like me. You're like, I can't even risk that. I don't want another kid.
I think a lot of people agree. Let's include it, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would never have a girl after I met Anna.
Exactly.
That's so fucking rude.
How is it rude?
How am I giving all women a bad name? I know worse ones than me. I'm on my business.
Hey,
I'm low maintenance.
Look, if anything, people have said, and I'm serious, people have said, like, if I had a daughter, I'd want them to be like Anna.
Yeah, Dan said that.
Yeah,
that's because
Dan's
Dan
even
doesn't
said
want
that.
His daughter to have sex with anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Not get married.
He just doesn't, you know, he wants her to be asexual like I am.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to find a guy then that way either.
Yeah. That's also
you're
true.
Never going to find a guy that way.
Yeah.
Be seven,
mess with your
be seven,
pussy.
7 years. Oh, Jesus, Lummy.
Jesus. Warren G's making a cameo here.
Well, I know how much you like my pussy talk. The way I say pussy.
I do like that.
I'm actually getting WAP right now.
Oh.
I'm full WAP stat.
Oh, Blitz is your pussy feeling good?
It is.
So wait a minute, Lummy. Haven't you never been to Bubba's track? Isn't that the case? I remember this was a point of contention last year, and I would like to bring it up again.
I have been to Bubba's track, but there was no race going on during Bubba's.
You've never been to a race at his track?
So you just went for lunch?
What the hell?
Remember, we had a plan on going for a race, and it rained out all four times I've tried to go.
I've been there like for about 30 or 40 races.
Well, I tried to go all last year, and every time I wanted to go up there, it rained.
Mm.
So
you're bad luck then.
Yeah, so
you're
I should not plan on going and then just show up.
That's probably the best move.
And
right
if it
there.
Fucking rains, then...
And you live the closest out of all of us.
Now I do.
Yeah.
I mean,
far, like an hour and a half? It's 2 hours from here, roughly.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem going. I mean, I think it would be kind of... I know, but I think it would be kind of cool to even have Walker there. Put him his little headphones on and everything.
That'd be a good photo op.
I wouldn't bring him.
Too loud?
Yeah.
Is it too loud? I mean, I figured if you sat back and had headphones on...
Yeah.
Still too loud.
If it starts getting dry, the dust is everywhere. It's just it's not a place I bring a kid.
Is it okay for me to say I enjoyed going and visiting, but I don't think I'm going to go again?
Oh,
I went twice.
I thought we're
going
to go this year.
See, I already went last year.
Yeah,
though.
But what? I thought you had a fun time though.
I had not a bad time, and it was fun. But I can have more fun not going.
But
does that make sense?
Aren't you going to go for Big Girl Nationals?
Yes, I will go for that. If we do that, absolutely, I will make the track.
And that'll be the day of a race, I believe. So we'll go there early and watch the race.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Like a school bus race or the trailer race.
A school bus race? Like a short bus?
No, they got school buses. They race.
Do they really fucking race around the track?
Yeah.
Like skidding?
Do they still do the trailer race?
They have. They don't do it very often.
Oh.
Because it, like, puts debris and shit all over the track.
Oh. Do you know what a trailer race is, Anna?
Where they race trailers?
Well, they hook a trailer to their vehicle and drive it around.
Oh.
And some people leave their boats on it.
Yeah, a lot of time it's boats.
What?
They get a car and they put a hitch on it.
Why would you want... That's not what the boat's for.
But that's what's awesome to watch.
And do you have to, like, chug a 12-pack before you do it? Because
I
imagine that's
what's... dirt track. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, what do you think they do there?
I didn't know the people that were driving were drunk.
They were 60 beers deeper.
Yeah, but they're not racing cars. Or maybe they are. Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
They usually have their little motorcycles.
I just, you know what? The camping, like, racing, I just don't think it's my bag of tricks. It's just not for me.
Come on, I think you'd have a lot of fun at the NASH track.
I like being home. And sitting.
Yeah, you wouldn't even go to Gasparilla because it was too cold.
It was too fucking cold.
Oh,
absolutely not. Yeah, no way. No way. And walking around without a bathroom.
There's bathrooms.
No. Yeah, porta potties. Those aren't bathrooms. Those are shit boxes.
What are you talking about?
Plastic shit box.
Do they have adequate soap? I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, hand sanitizer. Hey, Anna, I just sent you what the trailer race could be. Now, would you tell me you wouldn't want to see this fucking thing on... No, it's... Look at that thing.
Hold on a second. Stand by.
And by the way, if this happens at Bubba's thing, this would be badass. I know this is way bigger than
Once
what
again,
Bubba...
race fans, do not stand near the fence. You must
they
be
do say that at BRP.
In your seats. Get back behind the white lines.
How are they racing?
The
it's like...
Let me see.
I know this is probably bigger than what Bubba's does, but... It's similar,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I mean, they're taking up the entire track. How does anybody move?
Well, they're getting ready to race. You can fast forward it.
Okay.
They're, like, doing, like, the warm-up, right?
Yeah.
There Look at that.
Oh, my God.
Look at all
the destruction.
This is a fucking nightmare. This is hell on earth.
Uh-oh. The one guy's just cutting through the middle.
I don't know because there's an accident.
They're not even on the track.
Well,
they can't be
the figure eight.
Yeah.
And people like this?
This is a lot of fun.
Are you kidding
me,
Anna? You wouldn't want to go see this shit show? Because guys like slam into other trailers.
Let's go.
Look at that guy. Look at him. See how fast he's coming through?
They just hit. Look at the debris everywhere.
What about his fucking boat?
Look at the debris everywhere.
Because you got to think, isn't the track usually wet, too? Look at that guy.
How many of the...
There's no tire on that guy's trailer.
How many of the drivers are women? I would like
them.
To guess...
Look at that. Oh, he just hit.
I'm going to guess zero women.
There's a lot of them.
Involved in this shit.
Come on. This is badass.
This is not...
Boat. Oh, the boat. It's a jet ski.
This is jet ski. This is biological sex differences right here. This is proof that there are differences between the sexes. Because this is some fucking bullshit.
Just see, there's only two survivors.
This is a huge mess.
This is just. Jeep.
It looks like a Cat 5 has hit Bubba Parkway.
Like this guy's gonna probably slam into someone else's trailer.
Saturdays are for the boys. I would expect nothing less.
Look at the 43!
How is this?
Where's the 43? Let's see him. Oh,
this guy has two trailers, it looks like.
He's 21 slammed into the back of him.
Oh! Oh no! This is so fucking dumb.
No, it isn't.
Wow! Stands are packed, and the people are having so much fun.
Stuck in the middle.
Oh, they're stuck in the middle.
A pile up. This is a sanctioned car accident that people
the red
enjoy
truck
watching.
Is pushing
this
the trailer
is
back.
Insane.
Oh, no, let's go.
Actually, you go to this.
The only lane open in one is through the grass.
I can only think of about 1,000 better ways to spend my time.
Why?
To watch this fucking bullshit.
Sitting at home with your cats.
Yes, that's number one, actually. This is a nightmare.
So I guess you wouldn't like Demolition Derby then.
Probably not. Is that guy want to use that trailer again, or like, yeah. How's that go?
He's actually going to go camp
that
on the infield.
That guy just slammed
afterwards.
Into that other guy's boat. It looks like they're having fun. Like, no one's getting out of the car and is mad.
Not yet.
Oh, it would be towards the end.
Okay.
Oh, no, that guy's trailer's gone.
Is this like a garage sale where, you know, everything that didn't sell, you just drive around the track? I'm confused.
Oh, look at that, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's gonna get inside the. He's inside the trailer.
This is some white.
He's guaranteed second place.
This is why other countries hate us. Do you realize, right?
Yeah, hold him there for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fucking caravan with one motor. This is disturbing.
Just four.
It's on fire. Now it's on fire.
These are the guys fucking kitchen.
Pyro woo. Pyro woo.
He still got a trailer. He's still qualified, right, Blitz? Oh, he got
He's
out of
free.
It.
He's free.
We hit the brakes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Oh, no, this guy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
See, oh, no, you'd have a blast.
Yeah, you would. Oh, do you know what? Do you know
send me something else?
Do you know the purpose of Demolition Derby is?
No. Enlighten me.
Stop that first one, though.
Okay, yeah. What's the purpose of Demolition Derby?
Well, Blitz, I believe it's the last car that survives, correct?
Oh, Christ.
You just slammed into everybody.
Oh, my God.
They do this, too, at the track, correct?
Yeah, not very often.
Now, this is Demolition Derby?
Yes.
Yes.
You just go and slam
Are
into
these
cars.
Old, like, Crown Vicks that...
That's part of what they do.
The point is...
You know, Gus would be good for this.
Yes, Gus would be perfect.
You shut your whore mouth. What the fuck?
That could be Gus right there.
Yeah, see, the point is to disable every car and be the last person that can still drive.
Okay. The last man standing?
Yes.
Yeah. What do they... What, do they win something?
Usually a couple $100.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, look, you just slam into people.
Oh,
so that
was
like a Golden Corral gift card or something.
Yeah. The Waffle House in Ocala.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You get a free smothered and covered.
You told me you wouldn't enjoy this, Hannah?
Probably not. Probably not really my cup of tea. Oh, a Canadian.
Oh, good.
Oh, he's going to get smashed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there he goes.
Actually, we should put Gus in there.
No. Yes. Shut your mouth. Don't you speak. Don't you speak like that about my Gus.
Blitz, this would you not take your car and just smash into Gus?
Disturbing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to wear, like, a helmet or something? Like,
sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes
it just depends
not.
On the place. Like, look at this old Lincoln.
How many of these drivers do you think are women? I would like to know.
Probably most of them.
A lot of them are.
I would say
a lot of women
probably
drivers.
Zero.
Definitely. The one, the rainbow car was a woman.
Got nuggets?
Yeah, got
Is
nuggets.
That, I imagine they're not talking about chicken nuggets.
It's a McDonald's car, see?
Oh. He's not wrong. There's the two arches on the back. I didn't see him at first. Okay.
Got nuggets?
And... Wow. Is this like a mating thing, like the males peacock and... Oh,
oh, look at that. Flipped over.
Sometimes they tip. Can you help? Well, yeah, can
the,
you phone a
winner,
friend?
The
help
winner
me?
Gets the hot chick, and then they breed.
And
the,
okay.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, and where is it? Is this in Florida as well?
Yeah, see the mountain right there? It's in Florida.
Oh, okay. Not Florida. Right.
But
Florida's
they do this in Florida,
flat.
Obviously.
Yeah. Here, Anna, I just sent you the women of Demolition Derby.
Of Derby?
Derby, sorry.
Is it OnlyFans?
I have a feeling that I'm not going to be very impressed. Oh!
Oh.
Wow.
This is on TLC.
In news of exactly what you would expect. Let's Zero surprises here.
There's Boston Jen.
Wow, Elaine.
Boston Jen's a beast.
Wow, these bitches. Vicky.
In the minivan.
In the fucking
Volvo.
Oh,
that's like the minivan you had sex in.
Yes.
Yeah. With the,
oh, she's
with
pretty panel. Cute.
She's not bad. She's
no,
the hottest she's of them all.
She's pretty cute.
Yes, that's Vicky.
Vicky.
She was nowhere to be seen. We were supposed to take this race together. I can't find her.
She's
anywhere.
Not bad.
She's no, she's back. Like probably a 10.
Where's the 400
she's
pounder?
A dirt track, she's a dirt track 40.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, you got to have a man dead? Fix a car, of course.
Please fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, please.
I want to see what I expect to see.
Are you kidding me?
There's
oh, there
I want that fucking chicken wing. Where's she at? Give me that chicken wing. Yes!
Whoa.
Yes!
That's as big as my waist.
Are you kidding me? Do you not know what a red flag is?
Oh, Long Island
arguing.
Strong.
Was that a red flag?
Flag!
Thank you. Thank you. They don't know what that is in the Midwest.
Oh.
Wow.
Call
I mean
out.
Fighting words.
She's trying to have fun.
She's
trying to have a good
time.
Oh,
good
man,
time.
I got
to
watch this. The ladies of Demolition Derby on TLC.
Yeah, well, I guess I should investigate. I didn't know that,
that
was...
Do they got that on Hulu?
Oh, of course
TLC
they do.
TLC, it looks like.
What's from 2010.
Oh, okay. Right. They're all dead now. They all died from meth overdose.
No, they're all hanging out the Nash tent.
Okay. Or that, too. One in the same, pretty much.
Lummy, are you going to go up to BRP at all?
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's go.
But
up
now
there.
That, you know, without Walker, I mean, we're just probably planning a day that the kid, their parents can watch him.
Right. A day when all there's right. no race to get his Uber dog. Sounds good to me.
No, but I mean, if it's not as dusty, I wasn't thinking the dust.
If it, so if it's, if the track doesn't get too dusty, it's fine. But when it does, and like globs of dirt spit up everywhere.
Mm.
Anna knows that. She was there. She watched the whole race.
I got some
times.
Dirt in my hair. Yes, I did. I got right in the mix. I decided to right. get the full experience since I was there.
Actually, I think you spent most of the time in the pit area.
I did.
Watching all the people rush on cars and stuff.
Having snacks. In the heated car, because fuck that.
Oh, was it cold?
It was freezing as shit.
It was so cold.
I didn't get out of the car, and it was like 12 degrees. I just ate snacks and complained, because those are my two favorite things to do. Eat snacks and complain. All right, we've done about 30 minutes.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Well, enjoy this exclusive content, and we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys.
See you.
Bye. Bye.